Hi, I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, we're going to review two books that tackle a difficult subject in very different ways. Our book critic Marianne Winnick is here with a novel and a memoir about the complicated aftermath of traumatic brain injuries. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. Oliver Loving, a novel by Stephen Merrill Block, joins the growing category of school shooting books with a complicated, psychologically astute story set in a small town in Texas. The evening of the homecoming dance at Bliss High School, a recent graduate named Hector Espina Jr. marches into the school and shoots the drama teacher and three students. Then, on his way out, he runs into a boy named Oliver Loving and puts a bullet in his head. After shooting Oliver, he commits suicide. Most of the story is set a decade later. Oliver has been in a coma since the shooting and is housed in a dismal facility devoted to hopeless cases. The intervening decade has not been good to his town or his family. The high school never reopened, and when a tidal wave of xenophobia arose after the incident, most of the town's Latino population fled. Oliver's mother, Eve, has become a husk of a woman who compulsively pulls out her eyelashes and shoplifts books and electronics as gifts for her son when he awakens. She and his father are separated. The father has tumbled ever deeper into alcoholism and silence. Brother Charlie, 13 at the time of the tragedy, spent years trying to stanch his parents' emotional wounds, but eventually gave up and fled to the East Coast. The question the book sets up is whether Oliver is locked inside his paralyzed body, fully aware, or if he's been gone ever since that November night. The narration of his memories leading up to the dance makes it seem like he's still in there, thinking, but one can't be sure. Finally, a new MRI becomes available that could definitively resolve the question of Oliver's consciousness. He might even be able to communicate, to answer the many remaining questions about what happened that night. At this point, it turns out that all the survivors have known and have hidden much more than they ever let on. For a completely different approach to the subject of brain injury, I recommend Three Dog Life by the wonderful writer Abigail Thomas, a memoir that Stephen King called the best he's ever read. Thomas and her third husband, Rich, were in their mid-50s, having a perfectly wonderful life in New York City, when one day he was hit by a car while walking their dog. Though Rich survived the accident, he suffered severe brain trauma, losing most of his memory and identity. Unpredictably, he would be swept up by sudden rages, hallucinations, and paranoia. Then, at other times, he was a kind of gentle Chance the Gardener, coming out with wise and beautiful statements about life and love. Despite the guilt she felt about it, Abigail found she could not deal with taking care of him at home. She found a long-term facility in upstate New York and moved to the neighboring town. As she continued to visit him regularly and document his condition, she also began to build a new life. She made new friends, got two new dogs, tried to quit smoking, and began a collection of outsider art. As in her best-known book, Safekeeping, Thomas writes in beautifully crafted short vignettes that skip around in time and subject with a controlled blend of emotion and humor. Ultimately, this is a deeply comforting book about dealing with a traumatic life change.
The books are Oliver Loving by Stephen Merrill Block and Three Dog Life by Abigail Thomas. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.